You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. I'll tell you what, folks. You want to win some cool stuff? Well, it is our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
All right, and this hour's keyword is lawn. L-A-W-N, lawn. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW. And use the text button to send the keyword lawn for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
Again, this hour you're playing for $100 cash, and the keyword is lawn, L-A-W-N. You've got till the end of the hour, and you want to text in for two reasons. You could win, and also Jim and John look good. So the more texts
we
get,
look good.
Yeah, the boss will be happy with
right.
that.
So. Nice.
And that's Todd.
Exactly.
So, yes.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you what's fun this summer. Going to the YMCA throughout Northeast Wisconsin. We got Eric Gorder, Group Vice President, Greater Green Bay YMCA, and Emily Smith, Executive Director of Financial Development. Good morning, Eric and Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
Good. You guys look like Y people, don't they?
When they walked in, it's
is
like,
that
okay,
part of
I know.
Deal?
Yeah.
Before they hire somebody,
donuts
you gotta
are under
look
the table.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Wow. Man.
They give you a T-shirt when you start.
How you guys doing? How's it going so far this summer?
Good. We've got a busy summer going on.
You got a lot of stuff going on, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, okay, when you say the why, let's be honest. How many whys are we talking about? It used to be there was the why, and it was downtown Green Bay, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that was like the why, and now it's like you guys have branched out so, and it just keeps growing and growing, doesn't it?
It does. We have 6 whys in the Green Bay area, and then 18 whys in Northeast Wisconsin if we go as far south as Fond du Lac and north to Marinette and Door County.
That's fantastic.
Wow, that is. That's great. And I think one of the reasons they're so successful is because of the programming. And I know we're going to talk about the summer. You have stuff going on all the time, all year. But what, something new this summer? Or?
Agreed. Well, we have our summer block parties coming up. Eric, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So each summer, each center holds a block party. It's a community event. It's free for anyone in the community, members or non-members. We do bounce houses, food, games, water, all that kind of stuff. And it's really meant just to as a thank you to the community for coming to our Y's and being
wow,
our members.
Nice.
We have one in June at our East Side location. We have one in July at our Broadview location, and one at our West Side Y in August. So we spread it out throughout the summer, and we usually get somewhere between 600 and 800 people that come to those.
Wow!
Wow! And to give us your website now, where people can look at it. We'll get through it again, you know, later on. But what if we just want to find out what's going on?
If you go to our website, it's www.greenbayymca.org.
Okay, pretty simple.
Yep.
Are you guys affiliated with the father-daughter camp and all those things we did when
yeah.
we were? Okay, that's
yeah,
a lie.
Yeah, so we also have a lot of really great summer programming. So camps, yeah, a lot of
those
camps.
Are awesome.
So Camp Unalaya, which is up near Suring, Wisconsin.
Right.
That's our residential camp. Kids get to sleep overnight. We got trips that run up there. And then Camp Wabunzee, which is in Door County in Brussels, which is right on the bay. And that's our day camp. And we still have a lot of opportunities for people to schedule programming. I know a lot of parents out there that are still trying to figure out what to do with their kids this summer. So that's a great way to do that. And family programming.
So popular.
And a summer's got to include a sleepover in a cabin. You know what I mean? And
100%.
You guys do it right. Then with the ropes, there's just a lot of things that you do there that are camping. So,
that's my favorite part of the summer is going up to camp. I'm sending my kid next week up there. So
yeah.
What's been the secret for you guys for the why? I mean, there were so many health clubs or this or that, whatever. And you guys just keep thriving and some of the others kind of fall by the wayside. What is the secret of your success, truly?
If I had to pick two things that would be why we've been so successful. One is we meet the community where they're at. So every 3, 5, 7 years, the community changes, things arise, and we are there for them for that reason. But I think we also have opportunities from kids from 0 to 85 or 100. Like, we have programs for everybody.
Yeah.
I think our team engages them really well. We're very intentional in what we do for those age groups. And kind of like Jim had said, you know, we do it right. We do it right at all levels.
But you know what else you do? And you guys do come up with new things. You know, you stay with the times, whatever. But you also have such great traditional things where, like yourself, being a parent now, or whatever, where it's like, I went through Unalaya. I went through that swim program. I went through whatever. And you keep those things where the parents are like, it's so awesome. My kids or even grandkids at this point have gone through those programs. True?
Yeah, there's a lot of tradition at the Y. You know, we have all of our swim programs, our youth sports programs. I mean, I learned to swim at the Broadview Y.
Everybody did, right?
Back when they back when they called it, you know, minnow and shark classes.
Yep.
My daughter just finally swam across the pool at the Broadview Y, and so there's a lot of tradition in that, and I think also just accessibility with all the number of programs that we offer, but also the price point for parents and the financial assistance we're able to offer, too.
Right.
Well, I was just going to touch on that. I mean, the swimming programs are great, and at Eastside and schools, kids go there. My kids, too, you know, lifeguards because of you guys, not because of me. The kids that... can't maybe afford it. You know, we're always concerned about that. You talk about, Eric, the demographics changing. I mean, I think we have people in need here that we always did, but I think some years there's more than others. And you give them some opportunities, right?
Yeah. So our mission of the Y is to make sure that we have access for all to our programming. So we run fundraising throughout the year, our annual campaign to raise the resources we need so that anyone who wants to participate in our programming can, regardless of whether they can pay a dollar or pay nothing. And we really make sure that that's available. We partner with a lot of community groups as well so that we can expand our reach.
Mm-hmm. I got a text here from one of my buddies who's, you know, probably in his 50s and just let them know, I failed sailfish twice. swim class. Knob.
We do offer adult swim classes, as you know.
I know. Yeah. We've talked about that.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Don's going to come in and get some adult swim classes with us downtown.
Yes, I am.
So people that are a little bit...
Shut up, Todd.
I just want to say that. I would have to do that if I was going to do the triathlon thing because there you can swim across, you know, I'm not going to drown, but... That's serious swimming. I mean, people kicking you in the head, and you really gotta.
Yeah, and we
there's
can
people
take,
that do that. I know that people have gone to the Y. They've told me that, and they're like, "What are the
that's
Y?"
That's why I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, so you can learn how to swim, but there's also classes that would specifically focus on those strokes too. So maybe a little bit more advanced for someone looking to hone their skills on something more than just being able to tread water. So we have opportunities for those beginner triathlon classes. We work like Emily said with a lot of organizations in town, like Green Bay Multisport. They come in, they'll do lessons, they'll work with people looking to just pick a healthy path.
And I always appreciate what you did for lifeguards. I mean, we need lifeguards. You saw that one of the pools isn't open because we don't have enough lifeguards. But when you become one, that's a good job. And it's a good job when you go to college, too, because they need lifeguards there. Mm-hmm. So it's just, and you teach, or you taught all the kids at for the city, I know our lifeguards.
Yeah, and it goes so much further than just being a lifeguard. A lot of them, it's their first job. So they have to learn responsibility, you know, working with other people and different people in an organization. Again, we talked about engagement. They become some of the best friends of our members. They really enjoy being out there and getting to know the lifeguards. So it's a full scope spectrum for the lifeguards, especially at the YMCA, and obviously the impact it has on the whole city of Green Bay.
Right, right.
Well, how is it growth-wise? I mean, you guys are never stagnant. You guys are always moving forward. What are the big projects this summer?
Yeah, we're very busy. Our branches are packed full of people. Our Westside YMCA is actually the busiest Y in the state of Wisconsin in terms of the number of people that are scanning in every single day.
Wow.
Yeah, so we beat out Milwaukee. We beat out Madison. It's a busy place. So, you know, I think, Eric, you want to speak to some of the kind of the programming that we're doing this summer beyond what we talked about?
Yeah, and I think to add to that, in the last 18 months, 2 years, we've opened two new YMCAs. You know, we call them more of an express location where they focus mainly on specific programming or fitness, but the four branches we had were too busy. We needed to expand to meet the community where they are at. So that, to answer your question on growth, it's been rather significant over the last 36 months.
You know, I think the only one that closed was my favorite one, and it was at the Lady of Charity Church right across from Southwest High School. Do you remember that?
Oh, oh. That was our old West Side YMCA.
Yeah. And on Saturday mornings, we would go to rent the gym. We'd have to knock on the nun's door, and she'd give us the basketballs. Well, other retired nuns live there. And it was like, neat. And then now you boys make sure to lock up when you leave.
Well, and this summer, we're celebrating the 100-year anniversary of our downtown YMCA, too.
Wow.
So it's been 100 years that that building has been
there. Okay, you failed me in one thing, though. What did I ask you last time you were here?
To take you for swim lessons?
Besides that, other than that, if I could rent out that top room, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They cleaned it out.
They cleaned it out, right? Yeah.
I don't know if it's worthy of a party, but.
Yeah, I could live there.
Or live there.
All right.
We have so many things we'd love to do with that space, you know?
It just seems like such a great old, you talk about just architecture in downtown Green Bay. Yeah. I mean, just the facade of that is something to kind of really respect and pay homage to, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that, if you did make that into housing, that's what it started at, too. You know what I mean? It's kind of a be full circle. But
I read about Packer players when they came to play for the Packers. That's where they lived.
There. Mm-hmm. Well, that was young men's
Christian. A lot of people in the community that have used that space to stay there for a night or for an extended period of time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You did archery up there for a little while. What are you going to do? Do you have any plans for that? I mean, that is a beautiful space.
Well, I think it's, you know, dependent on both, you know, if somebody were to suggest something to us on it, and also capacity and fundraising. I mean, it all comes down to fundraising and needs.
Money.
I mean, you know, we have some other critical capital needs that we need to address first, like our West Side, you know, is busting at the seams with folks. And then our Broadview YMCA, that pool, you know, it was quite a few years old. And so I heard a story from a donor that they were a kid swimming in that swimming pool at Broadview, and their dad came and picked them up to bring them home to watch man land on the moon. So that's how old that pool is. So
July of 1969.
Yes, we have some other things we need to address first, but that definitely is an untapped potential.
It's been talked about a lot, but you've got so much to go on. You said 18 Y's to manage. I mean, that's a lot of work. Do all your wives have pools?
No.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, the two we just opened, those Express Wives, they do not
that's
have
pools. That's what I was going to ask. Yep. Okay, the Express Wives are a little more focused.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, financially, what are some of your projects coming up that you guys are going to be delving into? Because let's be honest, in these kind of days and times, fundraising is always there. You never shut the door on that.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep expanding.
Yeah. So our annual campaign, we're still raising money for that. That is the campaign that helps support things like youth scholarships, financial assistance for all of our programming, our Full Circle program, sending kids to camp on financial assistance.
Great.
And then also, and I will say on that, we also have our golf outing coming up on June 23rd. That supports sending kids to camp. We have our summer block parties, as I mentioned. We are looking for sponsors for those to help make sure we have a really great party for people.
What would that entail? Because we can pub that as much as you want. What would you like for sponsorship?
Yeah, so we have different sponsorship levels ranging from $500 to $2,000. We're also, looking for people who can help support so we can have food at our events and arts and crafts and just balloons and all the things for, like, when kids and families come out, they can have a great time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how would they, like, if somebody wanted to donate, if somebody listening out there in their company or just personally, if they wanted to donate, how could they go about that?
Yep. So they can go to greenbayymca.org, and there is a page that has all the information, how they can support on there. It directly links to my email, so you can email me.
Perfect.
Yep. Or you can walk into the downtown Y and ask for Emily.
Drop off a check.
But your website is easy to navigate. Like you said, there's programs in there, there's hours. Yep. And when you have all the different Ys, you kind of want to know, is this one? And I just want to compliment you on just the programs you have there for us, for adults, but for kids too. There's just so many different things they can do. And address pickleball. Did you ever hear that?
We're going to keep you guys around, okay?
Okay.
This break.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
We'll get set a quick break. We'll be back with more talking YMCA in Northeast Wisconsin. Back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
They can start you back on.
Hey, welcome back. Mudder the Mayor here. A good looking Monday morning. 97.9 FM WGBW. 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS. Of course, the Civic Media app.
I did not turn the camera on soon enough to get Emily dancing to the song. Oh. I'm sorry. I missed
it. Did you hear this, Emily?
I missed it.
I will tell you, if you ever put this on at the Y, people just go crazy. It's
Well, and they put it in a pack of games.
They go crazy everywhere. Everywhere. That's, yeah. If you want to get the... If you're feeling a lull, put this on.
Yeah, right?
That's going to pick the group up, baseball,
oh, is
anything.
That going to work? Because I'll use it more on the yeah, show.
Every 10 minutes. Da, 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 da.
I always get that confused, though, trying to do the thing. I always get the letters wrong.
Yeah.
YMCA?
It's really not that hard.
No,
Y, do the Y.
Four,
do the
four,
Y.
Then the
M.
Then what's the C?
The C is this.
Oh,
this
okay.
Right?
But
and then do the A for me.
You need more caffeine.
I don't know. Is that okay?
That's it.
Wow.
That is a lot to remember.
Jeez.
It is. We're with Eric Garter, Group Vice President, Greater Green Bay YMCA, and Emily Smith, Executive Director of Financial Development of the YMCA.
And you were talking about meeting people where they're at. And
yeah.
You look at the community where it's at, but we left when I just mentioned pickleball, and that's just been crazy. And then you talked about log rolling, too. Tell me a little bit about both those.
I'm going to let Eric talk about it.
All right. I've done that.
Log rolling.
I've done that. I was actually pretty good at that because I got a low center of gravity. I was pretty good at that.
You'll have to check
true
it
story.
Out.
Yeah.
I want photo evidence of this.
I got a video of it. I got it from an old TV story I did one time. I'll show you guys.
All right.
You guys will be so impressed.
How deep was the water? It could have been what?
Well, up to my knees, maybe.
Oh, or, all right.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, I can talk to both those. First, I'll talk to pickleball, a much larger program than the log rolling offerings we have. But the pickleball, you know, our larger centers, our east side location and our west side location have it every morning and every afternoon of the week. And then on the weekends, we do have a small offering at our Ferguson downtown location as well. But definitely a booming sport. We've seen that going on for the last two or three years and dedicated space for those individuals. We do see in the summertime, if the weather's good and the winds are low, they typically will do the outdoor courts.
Right.
And you've seen many of those pop up around the community, so they would prefer to play outside when they can. But anytime that wind is up or inclement weather or winter, of course, the gyms are packed.
And I don't know if this is what the life cycle is of that, if it's here to stay or if it's not, but do you still have racquetball?
We do.
We have a few racquetball courts throughout the association.
Because was, oh my God, was that the thing?
Yep.
We got one at Broadview, and we have a couple at Westside and
one downtown.
One downtown.
Okay.
Two at Eastside.
All right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
My father keeps the racquetball courts alive.
Yeah, they still have a good following. It's just not like pickleball.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Tell me about the log rolling. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's more of a specialty program. We do have one log that we transport between centers, so they'll run special programming for, usually it's engagement, just something fun in the pool for adults, kids. We do have our lifeguards go through a special certification to teach people how to log roll, and I guess John can probably show us how it's done,
because
it's challenging.
Are there two people on there? Are you kind of fighting each other, or is it just one?
We've done one. We do one at a time. You can do two.
I think you both should get on the log together
and
see who
wins. Todd, I'm up for that challenge. I'm 100% up for that challenge. Gemini in a log rolling contest.
He'll knock me off because he said he's got a lower center. I don't think I'd last for long with you.
Sounds like he's experienced.
I think we'll do the singles. We'll see who lasts longer.
There you go.
That'll do. All right.
That'll do.
We can do
it. And then you can chase it with pickleball.
Exactly.
All right. That I would do.
So do you guys actually work out at the Y, or is it one of those things where it's like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to go home and get on my treadmill or something? Or do you guys actually use it?
I actually don't. I told this to one of my colleagues. I don't own a single piece of workout equipment at my house.
Okay.
Was shocked because I do. I like to work out.
Right.
But I am at Broadview Y every single morning.
Working
out. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And well, it's half workout and half talking to members at this point. I'm a tried and true Broadview YMCA girl.
I just want to pick up on that a little bit. It's a social place too. A little bit. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we went downtown and it's like, well, I fixed this parking ticket. What are you going to do with Walmart? It's like too much socialization, but still, it is a great place. People are so friendly.
It's a family.
It's locals. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And I think that's part of that success you talked about earlier. Once we can create that engagement in a safe social environment for them, they're coming for that mental piece of it versus the physical piece. And I think
One of the things we were talking about a little bit earlier, though, and I don't know if we even stressed this enough, swimming is so important for young kids.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it when you're really young. And the number of people that you guys have taught to swim in Northeast Wisconsin is astronomical, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I've heard this before that we're the largest owner of water in Green Bay, like pool water.
Right,
so,
right.
yeah. And I will say, like, this is the time, you know, get those kids into swim lessons and safety around water. You know, there's so much water in northeastern Wisconsin, and, you know, it's a lot more fun to get out in our lakes and streams if you feel confident that your kiddos and yourself can
be safe. And you don't have to wait till you talk about, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever you're talking about. But you can start when they're they're a year old.
Yeah, we do preschool, parent, child. So as soon as they can get in that water with mom and dad to get comfortable and use it. And then
that's the key, the comfortable part.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. I told you what swimming lessons were like for us in Nagani, right? When you're like 7 years old, you get on the school bus on a Saturday morning at the church, okay? They take you to Champion Beach, it was called, okay? The instructor would bring a lawn chair, she would sit there with a stack of magazines, read magazines and smoke cigarettes all day while the older kids threw the young kids off the dock. True story. 100% true story. Yes.
And we have private swim lessons too. Maybe your kiddo needs a little bit more support in the pool. I know my youngest, she needed that. And so we do that, the private swim too as well. And that's really helpful for a little extra pool time.
I'll bet.
Thanks for bringing all this.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
And you also talk, we didn't even touch on the nutrition and some other things that you do for, you know, a healthy community. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's great that
we talked about that a bunch last time. And we'll keep pumping that whenever you guys want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of programs, constant programs going on.
Always going.
Well, give yourself one last quick pitch. You got 1 minute. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
I think the one thing I wanted to mention, we talked about meeting the community where they're at and growing, and we've really expanded our adaptive programming. So we talk about those youth and adults with mental and cognitive disabilities. We have what we call full circle camps. We have full circle swimming lessons. And quite honestly, one of our largest growing program areas, and we've been able to build the staff to meet the community where that's at. But you see that quite a bit, that population demographic is in need of program support. There's just none out there. And the Y has kind of taken the lead on that in the last 2 years.
That's terrific.
Phenomenal. That's fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, congratulations, you guys.
One more time.
Yep.
GreaterGreenBayYMCA.org.
Okay. One more time?
GreaterGreenBayYMCA.org.
Or call Emily if they want to drop off a check.
Or just pop on in downtown. Come talk to us.
Outstanding. Right. Thanks very much. Eric Gorder, Emily Smith, they do a phenomenal job with the YMCA. Back after this.
Oh, yeah, it's a shot at $100 this morning and also a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation. It's the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, and here's John and Jim with all the details.
Hey, absolutely. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash, plus every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation.
All right, this hours. Keyword is lawn. L-A-W-N, lawn. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use a text button to send the keyword lawn for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
And this hour, you're playing for $100 cash. And the keyword again is lawn, L-A-W-N. You've got till 8 o'clock, so good luck with Jim and John, Mino and the mayor.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, welcome back. Kristen Ambrose, Point Mortgage Corporation in the house. Hello.
Good morning.
Okay, so you're going to be proud of me.
Show me what you got.
Will she be?
I did some homework.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is good. And you, Yahoo Finances, the source is Freddie Mac, so all solid information.
Okay. So what I did, we were talking about that.
We
always talk about when I was getting out of college, interest rates were 14% to try to buy a house.
Sure.
So I found this thing on Freddie Mac. Okay. You got to read. That's too small writing. But show what some of the interest rates have. So, you know, people nowadays, oh, my God, the interest rates are so high.
Oh, gosh.
It's crazy. So go ahead and go through that if you don't mind, Kristen. I actually, from like when I was getting out of college till now, what the interest rates have been.
Yeah. Well, I'll start. I was born in 80, so I'll start there.
So was I.
Oh, yes.
I was reborn. I was reborn in 80.
16.83% was the highest interest rate.
16.83%.
And the lowest was in 21. Down to 2.96. Right now, we're sitting right around 6.9 for the national average. So I would say that if you're looking at this graph, we're closer to the bottom than we are to the top.
Absolutely. But it just shows that, you know, so many years, you know, it's almost like a anomaly when it was so low.
This graph is perfect, honestly, because it really, if you go to 2005, between 2005 and 2020, so 15 years, there's really only been maybe 5 to 10 on average in there. That's been lower than where we're at now.
Right.
Otherwise, every other year in the last 45 years.
I think in 2006 when we built, it was 6. I think our interest rates were 6. Yep. So, I mean, you know, people are scary because, oh, my God, I can't buy a house. The interest rates are too high.
Right. And in my, so I'm going into my, this is my 24th year writing loans.
Okay.
And rates, when I first started, rates were about 7.5.
Yep.
And then they came down and no one ever thought they'd come down to where they did.
Right.
And then now they're back up, but we're still, like I said, we're still, first time home buyer rates are still in the low to mid 6s.
Right.
Remember that national average is not every single loan, every single product, but it's the average of what's going on. So you can still grab some loans that are lower than that too. There are some options.
And it's just funny because Jim, you'd get a kick out of this. Remember we talked one day about gas wars?
Oh, yeah.
And Todd doesn't remember the gas wars. He was too young and yada, yada. But I was reading this one thing. I got to find the article where 1974, I believe it was 73 or 74. And the guy said, so I went to get gas. Okay. And I could not believe it. It was 99 cents a gallon. For the love of God, I can only afford a couple of gallons to get it and drive home. Why in the world isn't gas 79 cents a gallon anymore?
Amazing.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I remember gas. But the cheapest gas I ever remember as a kid growing up. 39 cents a gallon.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
39 cents.
Dang. That's
I
low.
Do remember the 99 cent gas days.
Oh, I do. Too.
We hit those not that long ago.
99 well, for a little cents? While. Huh? But then
99
it, you know,
cents?
5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Well, yeah, but during crazy times or whatever. But I mean,
it wasn't standard. You're
no,
right. So back up to 3.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, those. I think those days are gone. What is, I think, in interest rates, we talked to you, and you have such a variety of rates for veterans, for first-time home buyers, for refinancing, and interest is very important. And
it is.
But we still need to deliver more properties in this community. That's what's really driving prices up.
100%. And the other thing is yes, interest rate is low. I was texting with an agent and a client this morning, and they got an accepted offer over the weekend, and this one is a particularly a jumbo loan, which is anything over $5,000 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is great, but that loan program is so specific. And if you think about the state of Wisconsin, how few jumbo loans there probably are, you need a really specific loan officer who understands that product in order to get it done. And you go shop 20 of them, somebody's going to give you a low rate, but they probably can't even take you to the closing table on time because they have no idea how to do that particular loan program. So it's crucial to have the right person as well as it is to have the best interest rate you can offer. If you're working in a competitive space, you're good.
Go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
Okay. And you understand the jumbo loan?
Yes.
And I think this community's I think this community's got to get more comfortable with an $800,000 mortgage because we've passed these $1 million homes and it's really been in the last 2-3 years. I don't think we're building them. They're there. They just assess so much higher, right?
And they're not going anywhere.
No, they're not. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that I can't believe you live in a $1 million house. Well, it's really not, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a mansion.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's good that you know that because I think there's going to be more and more of those on the market.
Right. Yeah. So there's so much that goes into a jumbo loan, for example. It's not just here's my credit score and put 25% down. What's my rate? I need to know how many reserves you have.
Right.
Which is the money that you have after you put your down payment, because now the lender's taking a huge risk on you. They're borrowing you a lot of money. They want to really make sure that risk is minimized. So the more money you have, the more reserves you have, the better the interest rate. So it's not just about credit score and down payment. You have to go into another factor of that.
And you can't blame the bank. That's a lot of money.
Yep.
Right? And that's three
for one person.
And for one person, that's a lot of risk. And you want to make sure that they have some backup on that.
Well, and we've talked about this with young people, about little things with your credit score that could, you know, hurt you.
Like
I'm always not late with my Spectrum bill or whatever, but like something like that, if somebody lets that lapse, can that actually affect you?
Here's
if
the
you're
deal
a younger
with that.
Person?
And we just had this conversation. So it's a great point because so many times I'll run into younger people and they'll be in college and be like, well, you know, my cell phone company made me mad. So I didn't pay the bill or, you know, Time Warner Cable is always a huge one, you know, my cable company, whatever. And it's like they're not going to report you good, but they're going to turn you into collections when it's bad. So you're going to get hit with the bad right away. You're not going to catch any of the good on those because they're not reported. So those types of things, if you don't pay them, you're only hurting yourself.
Yeah.
So pay them and work it out after the fact. And that, you know, with that too, credit score is so big because, and we're running into it a lot, and it's kind of newer to our market. And that's nationally, but you used to have a 680 credit score. That was a really good credit score. The max credit score is now 850. 680 isn't cutting it anymore. Wow. 720 is hardly cutting it.
Wow.
Which means if you have a really, now can you get a loan with 10, 20% down under 720? Yeah, if you have closer to that 20%+ down. But if you're trying to do, if you have a 680 score and you're trying to do 3 to 5% down on a conventional loan, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are pushing back and they're not accepting them, which means FHA is going to come back in loop. VA is really coming back around. Their sellers are not able to just say, hey, I don't want your government loan financing. Just figure out conventional. We're not taking it. Things are changing in that. And so, and that's like probably in the last 4 to 6 weeks, us as lenders are really coming around on that.
And that's interesting. That's, we're with Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage Corporation. And your podcast again?
Always on point.
Always. I knew that. Yeah. Always on point. But yeah. You don't have to make a lot of money to have a good credit score.
No, you don't
and
have to make
And I think that's important
good,
that people know that.
You can
be. Good point.
Yeah. So I'll give you a perfect example. My daughter, she's 19. She's just getting started. You know what I mean? She doesn't make great money. She's saving every little bit she can. And we started with a secured credit card at her bank. And you put we had her put $300 on it. And it's $300. So what they did is they transferred it from her savings to the secured credit card. So she's only borrowing her own money. She can't get in trouble. And then what she did was she paid it back she'd put a tank of gas on and then pay it back. One of the little tricks of the trade that's kind of an unwritten rule is 30% of the balance. So you just use 30% of the limit. So you use 30% of the limit. Okay. Don't go over that. But while you're building credit, don't pay it off in full either, because the credit bureau has to see that revolving movement. It's got to know that you have it out there. If you pay it off, it just reads it as nothing. But if you leave a little bit on there, it'll read it as, okay, she's managing her credit really well. So in this case, you know, she wouldn't put more than like $30 or $40 on it just to be safe. She'd pay it down. She'd only leave $10 on it. So the interest she was paying was super minimal.
Right.
And she's got over a 720 score right now as a 19-year-old. We did not put her on any of our cards. Like, I was super particular about that. I'm like, you have to, as like an authorized user, it's your credit. You have to earn it. And when you earn it, you are not going to let anyone hurt it.
So you're like shaping your own score.
Right. Yeah. You absolutely can shape your own score. I've worked with clients over that so often in the last 20 years.
She's not making 100 grand. I mean, she's a young kid. I think that's a really good point, though. I think people think, well, credit scores, and some people might think it doesn't matter when you're 19, but it's going to matter to her pretty quick because she's going to want to buy a car or a house or something someday.
So. And as much as I love and respect Dave Ramsey on so many levels, the cash is king in mortgage world does not work, because when you, like you just said, when you pay cash for everything, I don't know as a lender if you've paid Time Warner on time, if you paid Verizon on time, maybe you paid 6 months late, but it didn't go to collections yet, so it's not showing up. I don't know. So I automatically assume you don't pay your bills, because that's the risk I have to take.
How do they get access to all of your records like that? That's a little scary.
What do you mean?
Just as far as like if you're paying your bills or like how do people know if you paid your Spectrum bill or whatever when you go for a loan? How do they access all that?
It'll show up. So your Spectrum.
I mean, you'd think they'd be more
Time
private,
Warner,
wouldn't it?
They're the ones that are reporting it negative. Oh. So that's how we know. Otherwise, we would never know. If it's a month or two late, they're never going to report you negative. Mm-hmm. But if you call and dispute.
Right.
A dispute is a negative on your credit. So if you call and say, I'm not paying this bill, and they're like, John Minor, are you disputing this? Yes, I am. Okay, click a button, credit hit.
I would never dispute anything in the world.
Never, ever, ever.
Never have.
Where are you? Where are you? I'm coming over.
That's right. But yeah, you make the point that needs to be really understood is that you don't have to make a lot of money to have a good credit score. Right. You don't
That's
at all.
That's a really great point, but I love what you're doing with your daughter. What a great
Thank
idea
you.
That is.
Yeah.
And she
calls me now and she's so excited because she's earning it herself.
Right.
She's so excited. She's like, nobody, she's on it like a hawk. It's awesome to see.
And I just want to pick up on that. As long as you kind of manage it a little bit, but because kids' credit cards are, free money.
Yeah.
You've taught her well. And I hope that's a podcast of yours, because I think that's terrific.
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit, and
get her on.
Season two is coming up here. We're gonna start recording those soon, and that is definitely when we're doing. She's happy and excited and eager to talk about it because she wants to share it with a lot of people.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Michael, you, of course, in the hospitality business and buying and selling properties and all these kind of things. Yeah. It's a crazy world out there, isn't it?
It is. And I was going to ask Kristen, I mean, so for our side, we were talking before we came back on the air, for secondary home buyers now, if they've got their primary residence, are there any special programs for people who are looking to invest and say, I'm going to buy a vacation rental in Door County? Do they have, are there programs for like the secondary home buyers, or is it mostly... It's the traditional loan.
It is. I get asked this question a lot.
Yeah.
And right now, you can do second homes. You have to. So the difference between a second home and an investment property is you have to have the intention of living in it at least 180 days of the year. Then it can be a second home. If you don't have any intentions of
investment.
Yeah. When you don't have any intention of living it, that's an investment property. It is considered mortgage fraud if you do it the other way. So I just like to, because if you get busted on that.
That's really good to know.
Yeah, if you get busted on it, because people are like, well, I want the lower interest rate on the second
Michael
home.
Michael has to leave real quick.
I'll be right back. I got to go call my attorney.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. You stick around. We got a lot more to talk about back after this.
Thank you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the mayor here. Good looking Monday morning. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. And once again, we want to try to win stuff for you. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Brewer Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
And this hour's keyword is lawn, L-A-W-N, lawn. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google's Play Stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use a text button to send in the keyword lawn for your chance of winning the statewide contest.
You've got 7 minutes. You've got till 8 o'clock to get that in. You're playing for $100 cash this hour. Another chance to win coming up later on this morning after 11 o'clock with Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach. Now back to Mino and the Mayor.
And by the way, the Brewers will be in action tonight, 6:05 on WISS, coming off a tough loss yesterday. Michael Friedman, you saw that one, huh?
Yeah, I listened to the game on my way up from Chicago. It was a no-hitter until like the seventh inning. Both teams.
I did not catch it because we were at the races. Like
they just couldn't get anybody across.
No. They've struggled a little bit offensively here and there. So
yeah. Well, Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Jim, you had a really great point we were talking about during the break.
Well, we're just talking about credit scores, how important those are, and at 19 years old or at 89 years old. But I want to talk about the products that you offer.
Yeah.
We have over 100. Different products.
Yes,
and when should someone come and see? Like, we're looking, I'm not saying where, if someone's looking for a house.
Yeah. So, one of the best times to start is not the weekend after you have an accepted offer. Typically, it's the week before. But no, if you're even starting to think that you want to look in the next couple months, start now.
Right.
Get a hold of them now, because if there is something on your credit that's not yours that we have to clean up, or if we run the numbers and you're like, okay, I just need to save a little bit more money. Otherwise, you're constantly chasing it. In the reverse, there's a lot of people who will come see me who will be like, can we just look at this? I want to know. And they're shocked at how much better off they are than they thought. Because in their head, they didn't realize, oh, wait, I check all the boxes. I can buy a house. Well, why wait another year paying rent if I can own now? And the market, it's a very interesting market right now, because it's where it's not really a seller's market. It's not really a buyer's market.
Right.
They're kind of playing tug of war right now. And so it's interesting, because about 50% of our offers right now have home inspections, financing contingencies, things like that. So
which is a big change from a couple of years ago.
And buyers are really kind of putting their foot down going, I'll put 10 offers in, one of them's going to accept my inspection. And if it's not your house, that's okay. I'll move on because I'm no longer taking on your junk. You know, because for years there were a lot of buyers who were buying who had no clue what they were buying because sellers were like, I'm not accepting your offer without an inspection.
And I think a couple of wake-up calls to that, but one is just the terrible stories that came out of that. You know, people going in with a mortgage up their eyeballs, and then they have something that's, you know, 10, right. 15 grand, that doesn't mean they lose a house.
Well, so another thing, though, too, that I saw in real estate was terrible. Some of the flips that were done that weren't really professionally done, and they'd have, like, a really bad foundation and put up drywall over those foundations.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it's springtime and everything, and all of a sudden their walls are soggy.
Yeah.
I mean, those kind of things. And then those poor young people that bought those houses, it's like, holy crap, what do I do now?
Well, we even bought a house. It's a rental, but when we bought a house within 2 months of living there or having a renter there, the basement water was backing up from the wash machine. We're like, what the heck? Yeah. Come to find out, there was a root in the front, an old cast iron. So we had to dig the basement up. We had to have, you know, PVC put in, all that. $6,500. So
was it the city's fault, the root?
It's tree? All the city's fault.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Kristen, I think it is.
Got a text here.
Kristen, how accurate are apps like Credit Karma?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. So they used to be not accurate at all. They are, the longer they're out there, the more accurate they get. They are becoming more and more accurate. They're not, it's not like doing a hard pull and seeing exactly what's out there. However, where they're really good is if they all of a sudden start to fall a little bit, you can catch it right away and figure out, did I miss a payment by accident? Did somebody pull my credit when they shouldn't have? You know, those types of things, because there's a lot of people out there who will just pull credit randomly with, you know, with or without. You might check a box and not realizing you gave them permission, and all of a sudden they got your credit and they're calling you and all kinds of things. So it's really good to monitor it. It's not written in stone, but it is a good monitoring system. So, yeah.
All right. So to see you is something when we're thinking of buying a house, stop in. It doesn't bother you, even if, they're not going to, they don't have to have an order. They don't have to say, look, I bought this to do all this work.
Call us. We'll set up an appointment. We'll talk to you over the phone. That's awesome. Set up an appointment. Does not cost anything. It's just a matter, and we'll work with people. I always say there's no credit we won't work with, because even if you have a 620 score right now and you really want to buy, we'll give you all the tips and tricks we can to get you there. We'll determine a timeline that works for you. Budgeting, okay, you need a couple months, this and that. That way you go into it really feeling comfortable and know. I also have a first-time homebuyers of Wisconsin Facebook page that is good for first-time homebuyers who just don't know where to start. It doesn't have to be first-time homebuyers, but just anyone who's looking for understanding or more without pressure of, come see me tomorrow. Yeah, I'm not selling on it. I want to educate on it.
One last quick thing. There used to be a thing that if you declare bankruptcy, it was like 5 years or something before you ever, is that still a...
Yeah, so bankruptcies are 2 years for government loans, 4 years for conventional loans. Oh. So, I mean, it's not the end of the world. VA is 1 year. So it's not the end of the world. That's where, you know, a lot of people maybe had medical bankruptcy. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you had a divorce. Like, bad things happen to good people. And I am never going to sit down and be like, this person sucks. Nope. You know what I mean? It's okay, this happened to you. Let's fix it. No judgment zone.
And sometimes it all happens at once.
And it does. And it's hard. And you just need somebody to tell you it's going to be okay.
And you mentioned the medical thing. I've seen that numerous times.
Oh my gosh. Medical is horrible.
So anybody ever come to you and you say you need 20% down? He goes, and where are you getting that 20%? Oh, my pony's coming in.
Yes.
I got a big card game coming up.
Yep,
no, I know you got to have good credit.
Professional.
Talk to Kristen.
Kristen Ambos, tell everybody where they can find you on your podcast.
You can find me always on point on any of the podcast stations.
You do a great job.
You make it
so down to earth.
Yeah, love it.
Good. I'm glad.
That's if your hubby ever needs a fill-in driver for the off-road racing,
yeah, let him know he's got a backup.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get Mino in the car.
Yeah, I think I'd be great at that, don't you?
I don't know about that.
Think about it.
That and swimming.
All right.
That and swimming.
And log rolling. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. She is
so
awesome.
Much.
Back after this. Play the guitar on
the
MTV.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.